Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
I'm good.
And also with us on this review, coming to us from the Great White North, is John Reiner. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. And I always love June's, like, just, you know, sedate opening. How are you doing? Good.
Good.
Well, after the corporate world beats down for about 10 hours, that's kind of the normal response.
Exactly. Get, right? No, I don't miss those days. I really don't. The soul-sucking corporate world. But hey, you know, it's good to get paid.
Right. So in honor
of getting
paid. Yeah, in honor of you being from the Great White North, we are doing a review of the Macanudo Inspirado White Robusto. Cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge, comes out of the Dominican Republic. General Cigar Dominicana factory, wrappers Ecuadorian Connecticut, binders from Indonesia, and the filler is from Mexico and Nicaragua. Price point is $6.49, and the cigar was released in July of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
In terms of smoking the cigar, when I first lit it up, I thought, this is actually pretty darn good. I was expecting not much flavors. So initial opening, you know, a good white pepper, so good spice notes, not overbearing. And then I got some good cedar and mixed nuttiness to it. But past that inch mark is where the cigar really went downhill for me. So it picked up so much like a wood bitterness to the overall profile. And that bitterness really caked on my palate. And it was a bit difficult to taste other notes because of that. But when I retrohaled, that bitterness, as expected, was for the most part gone. And I got really rich notes of white pepper, mixed nuttiness. And the best part of it is no more bitterness. Finish, white pepper on that rear palate, wood bitterness. And it just bears, it just weighs the entire palate down. Strength and body medium. And as the cigar kind of progressed, I mean, at times that bitterness helped and it kind of backed off a little bit. But the other time it was just right on there. So so given the two samples I smoked, both are like this, it was started out great, but soon kind of went to this like overwhelming amount of bitterness for me. In terms of construction, I thought it was perfect. Picture perfect. Draw was great. Absolutely no complaints in that end.
How about you, John? What was your smoking experience like?
I think I got a very different smoking experience than a lot of people. The first started out the same as June. I got some sweetness. I got a little bit of delayed hay on the post draw. That evolved into some really nice sweet nuttiness. I definitely was getting the spices in the retrohale, or like June was saying, they're not overpowering. It's maybe a medium minus. I did get a little bit of that pepper building post draw and the sort of lips and tongue. You kind of feel it between draws. It intensified for a bit, and then it kind of fell back to about a light plus. But I actually found no bitterness at all in my sample. In fact, I would say I got a really good sweet creaminess that just kind of continued to intensify and build in complexity throughout the first third. Moving into the second third, really just kind of hit its stride. I think every note kind of came together. The sweet creaminess and the spices blended together in a really nice combination, almost like a Chocovesa beer. Like, it's just a really great combination together. I started to get a little bit of post-draw leather, but what was nice is it wasn't overpowering. I'm kind of sensitive to leather, so I'm not... That sounds really weird, but I don't like the flavor. It's not really my jam, so... it wasn't overpowering. It was just, it added a nice accent note, kind of raised up to about a medium minus at the highest point and then fell back down to light plus. And then the last third, where I find a lot of cigars kind of fall apart, really the spices and pepper kind of maintained about a light plus level with the sweet creaminess in with that. And then there was a little bit of that post draw came back with an odd vegetal note, which I couldn't put my finger on. But it was a great finish. The cigar was enjoyable right to the nub, as they say. So fantastic experience.
What was your construction like on this one?
It was perfect. And I think I said that in the review, same as June. There's zero issues. In fact, there was a point where I had a little over 2 inches in the ash, and you know, I really didn't want that ash in my lap. So I tried to knock it against my stinky ash knocker. And I kid you not, it would not come off. So I kind of tapped it, Then I kind of tapped it a little bit more aggressively, and then I kind of rotated the cigar and tried the other side. The ash would not knock off, so I actually continued to smoke it and then had to try a second time. So in terms of construction for $6.49, I don't think you're going to get a better constructed cigar.
Yeah, my experience was wood, black pepper, and cream along with some hay, but I did get some of that harshness in the beginning of the third. Second, third, the harshness kind of returned a little bit, and the profile was really just kind of a charred wood and hay note. Final third was pretty much the same as the, you know, an increase in char, heated up a little bit with a little bit of mintiness, and then strength was kind of medium and then slightly above medium in the final third. So I guess more of a similar experience to what June had in regards to some of the harsh notes. Construction was pretty good for me as well. Burn line was just a little bit wavy, but always kept up with itself. I didn't have to, you know, make any adjustments to it. Ash held on 1.25-inch increments, and the draw was perfect. I, you know, just the right amount of resistance that I like, so I didn't have any issues with that at all. So, June, what were your overall thoughts on this cigar?
Overall, it's a slightly of a polarizing experience. At times, I was like, wow, this is good. It's got good depth of spice, earth, you know, a nice natural sweetness, nice fruit undertones. But most of the time, you know, as I described within the flavors, that wood bitterness really takes over. And, you know, I've had Ecuador Connecticut shades to be way too bitter. And this is just another one of those where I felt like it was too bitter. And once that bitterness sets in, it's really hard to taste. And it really, you know, it becomes so full that your palate just lingers on with it. So it was a bummer. I mean, the cigar itself looked fantastic. I mean, great white band, nice oily sheen to the wrapper, but smoking-wise, not so great.
How about you, John? What were your overall thoughts?
I rated this cigar as very good kind of across the board. And I think, you know, one of the interesting things for me is going into a review with a Macanudo, and no disrespect to General, because I think General makes a lot of good cigars, but whenever you're up against a sort of a mass market cigar, I think the tendency is that the cigar is going to have to really perform in order to score well. So ironically, I found myself kind of surprised at the performance of the cigar. It was exceeding any expectation that maybe I had in my mind. And like I said, across the board, I was just, I guess my big takeaway was I was very surprised at how good this cigar was. And now that I know the price point, to me, this is a no-brainer at $6.49. I would actually buy these. I would go in and buy Macanudo Inspirado Whites, and I would smoke these because it's an excellent example of a Connecticut wrapper cigar. And I think, you know, if it had been in my 2017 list, it probably would have made my top list of the year.
Nice. Yeah, for me, you know, started out with some harshness, kind of faded out at the end of the first third. From there, it kind of provided some of those, you know, traditional Connecticut shade notes to it. You know, strength around medium, so it's, you know, very approachable to most smokers. Construction's fantastic. So if you like the traditional Connecticut, I think profile, I think that'd be, you know, attractive to this cigar. Just for me though, it just, that harshness was just kind of off-putting at the beginning and kind of crept in and out of the cigar. So it's not a cigar for me, but you know, for people that like the traditional Connecticut style and they, you know, have the an enjoyment of these flavors, like you said, price point is fantastic on the cigar. I don't think you can beat it. So if you have a good experience and you could pay $6.49 for a cigar, I think it's probably a no-brainer for that point. So let's get into the scores. John, you gave it an 8.08. June, you gave it a 5.40, and I gave it a 4.95. John, how do you think that matches up with your experience?
I think that matched up perfectly. First of all, the check from General is cleared, so yeah. You know, I'm comfortable with my score. Just kidding. No, I mean, literally, you know, when you get to the halfway point of a cigar and you know that the cigar is phenomenal, and you hear an 8.08 as a final score, to me that matches up because, like I said, this is definitively a cigar that would make, and obviously for 2018 is going to make my top list. As an example of, you know, and to me, it kind of raised above what a traditional Connecticut is, at least in my sample. So, again, I think it's going against the Macanudo brand, which is not a brand I normally smoke. That score sounds about right for my experience.
How about you, June?
I need to smoke whatever the fuck John just smoked. That's what I need to do.
The Benjamins, buddy.
That's right. So, Victoria, you let me know when that next check gets cut out. So, I think it was average experience, right? So like when I see something like in the fives like that, to me it's not that good of a cigar. It's an average cigar, paired by really good construction, which is probably why it kind of got to that mid fives kind of a range. But overall, smoking experience wise, I probably would revisit it anytime soon.
Yeah, my score matches up. I mean, I rated it subpar in the first third and the final third. The middle third was average, but the harshness in the first third, and then just kind of like it just wasn't doing anything for me in the final third, just dropped it down below the five. I mean, and that's with like a really good construction helping it out. So
yeah, it didn't sound like an enjoyable taste experience.
Not a high scoring cigar for me. I mean, I enjoyed the black far much more than this white. So this, I guess, is the way it shook out for me. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this cigar?
No. Cigars taste better in Canada.
I guess so. It's all that fresh, clean air.
Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.